Keeping your eyes closed won't trick me. I'm not an idiot. I know from experience that you're definitely not sleeping. So come on, open your eyes. Hey, tonight I'm not gonna be sitting on your chest to suffocate you. You can breathe easy. At least, easier than usual. You're still paralyzed, of course. I can't have you moving around with what I've got planned for you. You see, the other night when I visited you, you were sleeping naked. I noticed something pretty interesting that night. Your cock is perfect. At least, for me. Being just a little imp, it might be a little too big for me to use the normal way. But there's something else I noticed, too. Your poor balls were so full. Doesn't it hurt, being full like that? Are you too busy to masturbate or something? It's no wonder you're so stressed. You'd be more relaxed if you jerked off more often. I'm honestly kind of tired of showing up just to torment you. And seeing you naked woke something in me. I figured I just killed two birds with one stone tonight. Now, human, just stay still while I handle this. Oh, wait. Silly me. Of course you can't move. Not while I'm here. As much as I enjoy tormenting you, I have a life outside you, you know. You take up so much of my time with all your nightmares. That's exactly why I won't be leaving tonight. Until I'm sure that you won't have another night terror summoning me for a long time. What do I mean? Shouldn't it be obvious by now? I'm gonna help you de-stress. Let you release a little. Wow. Even through the sleep paralysis, you still let out a little whimper. Are you really that pent up? Oh, my poor human. Don't worry. I'll take good care of you tonight. And empty every single drop of cum from you. I'm very surprised by how big your dick turned out to be. I always had a suspicion, but I didn't think it was gonna be this big. Why, you're so fucking thick. If it was just long, I'd be bouncing on it like crazy right now. Sadly, I'm just a little imp. Thankfully, my mouth and throat don't work like a human woman's. I can fit a whole lot more in my mouth than in my pussy. Which is good, because I think you might be too thick to fit down there. I can't even fit my hand around it. I've got to use both at once, and they certainly don't cover the whole thing. Lucky for you, I know just what to do. I'll just use my hands and my mouth at the same time. Feel free to come, my lovely human. Don't hold back on my account. And certainly don't hold back because you're scared I'm gonna stop. I'm not gonna stop after just one load. Come in my mouth. Hurry up. Let me milk your cock. care if you're sensitive. I don't care that you just came. I'm a demon after all, so I'm supposed to be a little evil. I'll even use my hands on your balls. Go ahead and squirm as much as you want. You won't be able to escape. Oh, you must be really sensitive right now. My succubus friend told me that human guys get so sensitive after coming that it can hurt. And she said that sucking really hard is the most torturous of all. Maybe I'll give you a little break. I liked the way you whined when I was touching your balls, so let's see what my tongue can do on them. Whining and squirming. Well, I guess that must mean you're through with that pesky refractory period humans have, right? Since you're no fun to torment anymore, I'll just finish you off right now. Don't be surprised if you hear me enjoying myself a little more than usual while I deep throat you. I told you, my body's nothing like a human woman. Oh, fuck. Human. Your cock is so fucking thick. You can see what this does to me. You're literally bulging out my throat. You're swelling up even thicker too. I love the taste of your pre-cum, especially when it's mixed with your semen like this. Your cum tastes so good. I hope you can give me even more soon. You must be getting close again. I know you're tired. And you can't move. And your balls are sore from coming. Well, that's too bad for you. I meant it when I said I wasn't leaving until you were empty. You might as well stop fighting and just come as hard as you can down my throat. It'll feel amazing if you do. For me, at least. Was amazing. Did my moans make it feel even more intense for you? Deep throating makes me cum like nothing else. My pussy's still tingling, And I never even touched myself. Oh. Hello? You've fallen asleep. Oh. I was kind of hoping you'd still be hard after that so I could keep going. You must be really trained to have passed out like this. Too bad for you. I know I said I was doing this so I could visit you less, but that was so much fun that I think I'll take it upon myself to visit you even more now. Every single night.